made up. We're talking about Matt Steinmetz, though, who's going to join us right now, who's from Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, of course, an insider with them down there, and covers the Warriors very well. Matt, I'm Jason Ross. How are you?
Jason, what's going on? How you doing?
Well, we're trying to sort through a lot of stuff, and you have the most recent tweet, and one of your tweets today that is getting a lot of people up in arms up here, naturally, is about what you heard from a reliable source that the Kings sale to Hanson Balmer in Seattle is a done deal. Source said price of the sale is $525 million. The source said further that the Maloofs will have no stake on decision-making with the Seattle team and are out. So, you know, we've heard so many things over the last couple of days that this deal is close, it's imminent, here it's finalized. Kind of take us through this. Where are we, in your opinion, on this?
Okay, here's what my understanding is that 2 days ago, Yahoo Sports reported that the Kings were talking to the Hanson Balmer Group, and that story, they called the status, you know, finalizing the deal, and there was a quote in there that saying one source said it was basically first and goal, and that, you know, that story painted the picture of it being very close, which my understanding was that it was. My understanding is what typically happens when sides are close to a deal like they were is that the Maloofs then will go shopping that deal a little bit. And that is why I believe, although I haven't gotten this part confirmed, that the reason the money was $500 million in the Yahoo story on Wednesday, and that I've heard $525 million, is because that was the bump up. That was a $25 million bump up to finish off the deal. Because the Maloofs were likely, which is very common in this kind of thing, has something in hand from one group to drum up a little interest from anybody else who wants to make a late run at it. And if anybody does, then it could possibly drive the price up, which it appears to have happened.
So, but are you saying that there might even be someone else to make that late run? Kevin Johnson has come out to say that, hey, I'm going to put my best to put a ownership group. Is this now turned into just strictly a bidding war, or are you under the estimation that this Seattle thing is more locked and loaded and ready to go?
My understanding is it's done, that process has taken place, that there was at least one other interested party who then made contact with the Maloofs. I do not know what happened with that contact. I can only tell you that they ended up with a handshake agreement with the Hanson Balmer Group at 525.
Now, again, all of this stuff is based on a lot of reports and sources,
yeah.
and everything that we're hearing out of here, of course, is more reactionary, is denial.
I understand.
So, you know, we're trying to get as much information out as best we can. Some of the other sticking points, at least that we heard about, are the Maloofs having some sort of stake,
yeah,
potentially in Seattle, and now it sounds like, according to your report, you're saying that would not be an option.
That's correct. There was a report, I believe, out of the Seattle Times yesterday from a writer named Bob Condotta, who said that the deal had hit a snag with Hanson and Balmer because the Maloofs wanted to keep a hand in running the team, which, if you think about it, is pretty crazy. The Maloofs actually, and this I have heard independently from more than one person, that the Maloofs have been trying to orchestrate a sale in which they remain in some decision-making capacity with the new team. And that was what surfaced with Seattle in recent days. But my understanding is, and maybe that's what the extra $25 million did, get the Maloofs out of there, but my understanding is that the Maloofs will have no presence at all with the Seattle team and that they will no longer be in the NBA.
Okay, so my next thought is we're talking with Matt Steinmetz from Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area and also covers the Warriors. The family dynamic, we have heard multiple reports on, you know, George Maloof being the front man here, very aggressive in this, looking for deals in other places, Virginia Beach, certainly Seattle. Joe and Gavin have enjoyed being owners, have loved this team, have loved being here, and obviously times were better when the team was more successful. Do you know much about the family dynamic and how much that could still weigh ultimately in here on kind of what you just referenced? I mean, I think they wanted some decisions to be made and liking being owners compared to just going for the money. Where do you think it weighs in on the family dynamic?
Well, what I would say is that basically what you've said and characterized is my understanding also, that George and Gavin Maloof wanted more than anything else to stay in the NBA. That was what has been driving a lot of this, is that they wanted to stay involved, and other members of the family had come to the point where they said, you know, let's cash it in. It's over. That characterization, I believe, to be very true, in that, the Maloofs have made, Gavin and Joe have made no secret about regretting selling the Rockets. It took them a while to get back in the game. They want to be in the game. This is the lifestyle they're used to. But unfortunately, you know, their business in their distributorship in New Mexico was sold. They only own 2% of the Palms. My understanding is the Kings are going to lose approximately $10 to $12 million again this year. And everything I've been told is that push was coming to shove on this, and that they couldn't continue in this limbo for very much longer because, quite frankly, they're having money issues.
Now, does that still seem like a sticking point, though, to you? I mean, as far as the family dynamics, like you said, the biggest family regret, and you're right, we've heard that here, that they never wanted to sell the Rockets. They also said at one point they never wanted to sell the team. Obviously, that tone seems to have changed, but that family divide seems like a pretty big issue, unless this is really just being pushed from just one family member, or if it's if you feel like they've finally gotten to that family consensus point.
Well, what one person did describe to me that, the term he used was, you know, there's been a little bit of a civil war within the Maloof family, and that this thing has been building and building and building, and that Joe and Gavin were really dug in. They do not want to leave the NBA. They want to be owners, but there was a sense from the other family that, you know what, it was time. They weren't going to be able to pull it out. They weren't going to be able to make it happen. And it has caused a lot of friction in the family. And again, my understanding is that is all something that's in the past, and that it has been resolved to the fact that the Maloof, Gavin and Joe won't be involved. And so my only assumption is that they've come to some resolution there and now gone forward with selling the team to Hanson.
Where do you think again, if an agreement ultimately does get reached, there still are other layers to this. Where do you think the league, which I got to believe they would love to have another team in Seattle, and the money that is being thrown out there, which is, to be honest, Matt, just a crazy sum if that target is right, it'd be the largest sale ever in the history of the NBA. But where do you think the league falls in line here? Because Commissioner Stern, I think, wants to get a team back in Seattle, but I also think he likes what has been, quote-unquote, a successful story here in Sacramento. Where do you think the league would fall in place?
Well, my understanding of that situation also is that Stern's relationship with the Maloofs has soured greatly, and that over the past year or so, let's say approximately since the lockout, that David Stern has kind of considered them an embarrassment. And he has not been doing any favors for the Maloof brothers. That I know. Ideally, I think there's two things at play here. David Stern absolutely wants to get a team in Seattle before he leaves next year. That's kind of his legacy project. He realizes, you know, he thinks that was one of the biggest mistakes he made in his commissionership, and he wants to rectify that. He also would like to have a team in Sacramento that's a legitimate team that the community can support. But I think at this point, he is very much on board with getting this thing to Seattle at this point. I don't think there's any doubt about that. This is something David Stern would like to see. And again, this is speculation on my part, but I have little doubt that Hanson and Ballmer and the Maloofs were talking, and I guarantee you the NBA was involved. And, you know, there may be further incentives for the Maloofs to step out entirely, such as maybe a waiving by the league of the $120-plus million that the Kings still owe the league's credit union. You know, I mean, we'll never hear about this, but I do think there's a possibility that, you know, Stern maybe says to George and Gavin, look, you know that $127 you owe? We can talk about that figure, but you guys got to go. And I do think that, now that again, that's speculation on my part, but, you know, you kind of asked me where the NBA stood on this, and that's kind of where I believe they stand in terms of they do want to foster this thing through.
Well, and that last part you're speculating on I think is interesting, too, because I feel like in Sacramento that may even be a trump card here for Kevin Johnson on, you know, maybe finding a creative way, because, you know, maybe if they do try to find something, some group that can come up with an offer here, it probably doesn't have to be as high as that gaudy number up there based on those other price points. But that's kind of interesting if, in fact, that speculation that you're saying is true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my understanding is, and I'm probably not telling anybody in Sacramento anything they don't know, but that the Maloofs' desire to remain in Sacramento is not very high. I mean, they will to continue to own a team for as long as they can, but I just don't think it's meant to be there.
Yeah, but I guess
this point.
Yeah, and do you have any belief or any faith? I don't even know if faith's the right term, but if Kevin Johnson would have any ability to bring that group that, I don't know if it's bidding war or whatever, but get in there and come in with any kind of offer that could change the course of this?
I mean, my answer would have to be no at this point, because, like I said, the person familiar with the negotiations that I talked to, he described it to me as a done deal, as at the very least a handshake agreement, but he believes that if he thinks the papers may be signed, but they've already have at the very least a handshake agreement, and that if it's not done now, which it may be, that it will be finished this weekend and that something will likely be announced next week.
Well, if we've all learned anything, again, this all seems very, very real and very emotional for a lot of people, but things have been pretty close here in a lot of different ways before.
Yes, and I understand that, and I understood that when I sent the tweet out,
okay.
And I'll understand that when I send a story out in an hour or so.
Yeah. Well, we do appreciate you coming on. We wanted to at least get what information that you had. Matt, thank you, and, well, you know what information we're hoping for. I hope that your information's not right, but if it is, we'll see how it all plays out here still.
All right, thank you very much, Jason.
All right, appreciate it. There's Matt Stymets from Comcast SportsNet Bay Area. Again, still more sources, more details. Again, sort it all out. Sort it out. I'm going
to
stay by my stand. I want to be, I don't care if I'm first on the story, I could be last. I want to be right, but I want to get as much information out there.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure this is all going down, but I'm not going to be naive and say, there's no chance.
Just for the record, handshake agreement and done deal is two different.
I mean,
Stymets does a great job, and I don't think he's trying to put any misinformation
right,
out there.
Or paperwork signed. Yeah.
I don't know. He said it could be announced next week. I don't know. It's just, you know, we're just trying to put the information out there.
Yeah.
And that's all we can do at this point.
I wrote down some of the quotes, too. He said, Gavin and Joe won't even be involved in something like that. How are they not involved?
Yeah. I mean, if they don't want to give up and lose ownership, then how can they make this deal?
Yeah.
So,
Who knows?
Stymets says it's a done deal. There's a handshake agreement with the Hanson Ballmer Group. There's one other interested party in the team, and that's kind of why that's why it got bumped up from 500 to 525. That's what he says at this point. But again, it's there. We have no confirmation on this, and it's a situation we're going to continue to follow.
And, you know, some people are already having fun with that. Maloof handshake agreement, ha, 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 on the text line. We've seen it. Things can change. We'll see if it changes. We'll see what's fact, what's fiction. We'll try to sort it out. We're down here live from the drive at Sleep Train Arena. Again, the cause we're here for is a great cause. The Kings have teamed up with Blood Source. You can come down here and help save lives. Give some blood. Also, get signed up in the registry, the Be The Match registry. We're back with more of the Jason Ross Show here on CBS Sports 1140.